visiting a farm one afternoon and noticed a massive flock of sheep. He turned to the farmer and said, "It's amazing how you keep track of all of them. Do you find that sheep are truly as obedient as the Bible says?" The farmer scratched his head and replied, "Well, Pastor, let me put it this way. If I stand in the middle of the field and yell, everyone who wants to go to heaven, move to the right, they won't budge an inch. But if I just trip over a bucket, they will all follow me into the ditch just to see what's so interesting down there." In John chapter 10, in our gospel this morning, Jesus is not just talking about fluffy animals. He is using a high-stakes cultural metaphor. In first century Palestine, the shepherd was not just a career. It was a symbol of leadership. To be a shepherd was a symbol of leadership in the first century Palestine. So the sheepfold Jesus described was often a communal stone enclosure. Multiple flocks would stay there overnight for protection from wolves and bandits. In the morning, the shepherds would come. They didn't use a sheepdog or whistles like probably what we do in the Hunter Valley. They used their voice. Each shepherd had a unique call, and the sheep, despite being mixed with hundreds of others, would filter out and follow only the voice they recognize as their shepherd. Yesterday, we stood at dawn services across Newcastle, from Novice Beach to the local cenotaphs. Yesterday, I attended the dawn service in Cardiff. So I woke up like 3:45, be there by 4:30, but I did not lead a service there. It was Reverend Graham Gordon who led the service. But there were about, my estimate was about 1,000 people. It was even pouring rain in the first 30 minutes. But people stayed, and maybe in our minds probably were saying, this is nothing compared with what those veterans in Gallipoli endured for so many months. The rain is nothing. Right? Anyway, we remember the Anzacs. And there is a profound connection between the good shepherd and the spirit of the Anzac. Connection between Anzac spirit and the good shepherd. Jesus says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. The Anzacs went into the valley of the shadow, not for the sake of the thief, aggression or greed, but in response to a call for protection, mateship, and the preservation of a way of life, of peace, of freedom. They understood the cost of the gate. And as we look at the rising tensions in the Middle East today, that very same region where Jesus walked and where many of our Australian and New Zealander soldiers fell, we feel a collective anxiety. We see the thieves of peace attempting to climb over the wall this time. And for those of us sitting here today, worrying also about the rising cost of living, the electricity bills that seem to jump every quarter, the grocery hauls at Kohl's or Woolies or even Aldi's that cost double what they did before COVID, Jesus' promise of life to the full can feel sometimes like a very distant dream. Again, for our elderly who are here, you've seen decades of change, but the current instability feels uniquely sharp. And for our middle-aged people who are here this morning, you're the so-called sandwich generation, caring for the kids and aging parents while also paying your mortgage bills. The thief in our lives, you know, my dear friends, is not always a person. Sometimes it's the anxiety that steals our sleep and the cynicism that kills our hope. But the shepherd stands at the gate. Jesus doesn't promise a life of luxury, but Jesus, our good shepherd, promises a life of provision and presence. That's why in Psalm 23, we heard, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." This doesn't mean we get everything we want. It means that in the economy of God, my dear brothers and sisters, we have everything we need to fulfill our mission. There's a well-known story about a famous actor at a dinner party. He was asked to recite a piece of literature. And you know what he chose? He chose Psalm 23. He recited that psalm with such oratorical power and flawless technique that the room afterwards responded in a thunderous applause. Then an old retired priest was asked to do the same. His voice was shaky, his delivery unpolished. But when he finished, there was no applause. No applause. Only a profound, holy silence and the sound of people weeping. Weeping. And the actor himself stood up and said, "I know the psalm, but this man knows the shepherd. This man knows the shepherd. I just know the psalm." Brothers and sisters, as Anglicans here in this diocese, what is our discipleship in this year 2026 looks like? First, discern the voice. Second, mateship as ministry. And third, sacrificial leadership. What do we mean by discern the voice? In an age of maybe ChatGPT, artificial intelligence, whoever, Google, and algorithms, and polarizing news, we must train our ears to hear the shepherd voice above the noise, to train the ear of our heart to listen to the voice of the shepherd. And we do this through the scriptures, through the Bible, and through the Eucharist, through our Holy Communion we are about to share this morning. Second, just as the Anzac spirit is built on looking out for your mateship, our mission as Christians is to ensure no one in our suburbs is left to face the thieves alone. If your neighbor is struggling with the cost of living, be the hand, be the feet of the good shepherd. Thirdly, to our teenagers here, the word tells you to get yours, to get yours. Jesus tells you to give ours. Give yours. True life is not found in the fullness of a bank account. True life is found in the fullness of a soul poured out for others. Service for others. So my dear friends, as we move to the table of sacrifice this morning, remember that the gate is open. Jesus is the one who stands between us and the things that would destroy our peace. Jesus led the way through the valley of death so that we could walk in the sunlight of His resurrection. This week, even when the news is grim and the bills are high, listen to the voice in your heart. Jesus is calling you by the name. He is leading you out to find that pasture. Lest we forget the shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep. Amen.